From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, October 29th. It's National Bat Week, which raises awareness about the critters, the only mammals that can truly fly. And with Halloween around the corner, now is the perfect time to appreciate the role bats play in the North State. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
The North State is home to many, many bats. In Lava Beds National Monument alone, there are 16 different species. And while they may get associated with blood-sucking vampires and portrayed as spooky pests, they actually do an important job: pest control. Many bat species sleep in caves or other hidden areas during the day, but at night they take to the skies to hunt for bugs. Bat colonies can eat thousands of bugs in an evening, which means fewer mosquitoes and other pests. North State residents interested in learning more about native bats can attend a speaking event from the nonprofit NorCal Bats next month. The group will have three native bats for attendees to see up close and will dispel myths about the animals. The event is on Saturday, November 16th at 6:30 in the evening at the Plumas Audubon Society. Pre-registration is required due to limited space. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
Three voter assistance centers across Butte County opened last Saturday. They will remain open to and on Election Day. Residents can register to vote, drop off their ballot, fill out a ballot, or request a replacement ballot at one of these locations. In Chico, voters can visit the Chico Masonic Family Center, in Oroville, the Oroville Hall of Records, and in Paradise, the Paradise Veterans Memorial Hall. These voter assistance centers are open every day from 9 in the morning to 5 in the evening. On Election Day, November 5th, they will open at 7 in the morning and close at 8 at night. And the city of Chico is looking for community members to serve on the city's advisory boards. Selected applicants will fulfill a 4-year term assisting the city council in formulating and implementing policy related to their commission. Chico has 5 commission boards responsible for developing recommendations for the council: the Airport Commission, the Arts Commission, Bidwell Park and Playground Commission, the Climate Action Commission, and the Planning Commission. The deadline has been extended and all applications are due November 30th. You must be a Chico resident, at least 18 years of age, to apply. And finally, this November, 2 seats on the Chico Unified School District School Board are up for election. NSPR spoke with the candidates to find out the issues that matter to them. James Bishop is running for Area 2 trustee against Gail Olson. Bishop spoke with NSPR's Ken Duvall about his background and why he became interested in running.
I grew up in Chico, went to Sierra View Elementary and Bidwell Junior and Pleasant Valley High School. Met my wife at PV. We've been married 35 years, have 8 children together. And I was originally pretty involved in scientific research. I ended up going into medical physics, software development. You know, I just did that for over a decade. And but during that time, I just like to explain things to people, teach. And so I eventually did go to what's now called Core Butte Charter. It was originally called Camdenville Academy, and taught there for a year and got teaching credentials at that time. And so I've always had kind of a foot in that. I also taught at Butte and Chico State. I love it. So, my professional career was elsewhere. I never did teach really full time in the classroom, except for a couple instances. And so then, you know, the big, if you look at my website, there was this crazy 10 years where we went off and I was in Nigeria and China and North and South Korea and all kinds of crazy stuff. And I tried to put enough of that in there to kind of be interesting. But then when we came back, we were kind of exhausted and I was thinking about just sort of not doing anything for the rest of my life except making money. And when 2020 came around, we kind of got engaged back in the culture and stuff. And so that led me to speaking at the school board meetings quite a bit. And I ended up on the Core Butte Charter Board, so I've been there for over 2 years. And now this is just sort of the next step in being, you know, helping out, helping parents, being involved, you know.
What do you see as the most pressing issues facing schools in Chico?
Yeah, I'll start a little differently. I mean, one of the things that happened, you know, you have 3 minutes when you go to speak at a school board, and especially the Chico Unified Board. It was just a miserable experience. I prepared. I tend to do a lot of research. I am concerned about the fiscal stuff. I have a business background, and it's natural for any organization, whether it's a business or a school, if it has a monopoly, if it doesn't have competition, you know, it just isn't good for it. So I think a lot of the intuitions, especially of board members who are deep inside the school system or connected to the union, they don't have, in my opinion, the right intuition about this. It's like I will always be really encouraging and supportive of private schools and charter schools and homeschool, because the schools are really suffering for a lack of competition. I would also obviously then support vouchers, I suppose. So to me, this is just very obvious. And so one thing that I will plan to do is to try to shed some light on the sort of financial, I mean, I don't want to go as far as say mismanagement, but it's just a malaise in the financial thing. There's no bottom line. You know, there's always more tax money. You can always have a bond, you know, like we do right now. And I think people are getting increasingly frustrated. It's like, wasn't there a whole bunch of money that came into the school system? Where did it all go? The other thing that has been an issue, the thing that's drawn me into the school boards, is just, I think something's happened, and maybe this has been around for a long time. When I was getting my teaching credentials, I did notice some of this, but it's like the schools of education think that they're like these ideological boot camps that are like sending these social justice warriors into this thing to kind of, and often go to war with the parents. It's like there's this sort of distrust. I'm not saying this is all across the board, but there's more of it than I think is helpful. And so I'd like to just get more focus on academics and undercut some of the energy for the ideological stuff. I mean, some of that comes from the state of California. It's in the curriculum. So I don't know. And people will often tell me like, yeah, you know, you can't really do anything about all this stuff because there's federal, there's state laws. And so my answer to that criticism, which I think is quite valid, is that most people have no idea how powerful it is to just say things that are true in front of people. Another thing I'll often hear is, oh, you know, people don't care. They don't come to the board meetings. There's so few parents that even, you know. And I'm like, well, okay, for the ones who do, the parents, the community members, the teachers who show up or willing to speak, I'm going to make sure that they, you know, that their voice is sort of amplified and that they go away feeling encouraged. Maybe the reason people don't come to school board meetings is because it's such a discouraging, miserable experience, you know. Maybe if it was, you know, and another thing people are probably thinking right now is like, the school board meetings are long enough. You're going to make them even longer. You do all this stuff. And it's like, well, we just have to accept that, you know.
What would you say sets you apart from the other candidates? And I guess the overriding question is, why should people vote for you?
What sets me apart is having this professional background, being involved in business, being very concerned about innovation, not really having the traditional mindset of like how schools, you know, just accepting the way that schools have run for ages, right? Now we have, I don't know, 25%, you know, of the kids have competency in verbal or less than 50% of math. I can't remember the numbers, but there are problems. And I think that there's plenty of solutions to be had, but we need a more innovative, competition-friendly environment for those to flourish.
That was Chico Unified School Board candidate James Bishop speaking with NSPR's Ken Duvall. Bishop is running against Gail Olson. NSPR also spoke with Olson, and you can find that interview online at mynspr.org. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, October 29th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Norgrove.